I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, the possible murder of a 19th century Swiss hotelier and the mysterious origin of clay court tennis. But now I'm joined by Charlie Pierce with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
I knew there was death somewhere in clay court tennis. I didn't realize it was the origin story, though.
As of this moment, the Washington racial slurs, as you like to call the NFL team from D.C., have not announced a name change. But this week, elected officials told majority owner Dan Snyder that he would not be allowed to build a new stadium in D.C. as long as the name stood. FedEx, the sponsor of the team's current stadium, asked for a name change. And Nike appears to have removed all gear with a name from its website. Any chance all of this will convince Dan Snyder to do the right thing?
Well, I mean, they claim now that they were going to quote unquote review the nickname. I don't know what there is to review at this point anymore. And it isn't like this thing hasn't been a controversy for at least 25 years. I think the two signifying events, though, are the FedEx thing and Nike dropping the apparel.
Yeah.
Because those are folks with real power. If that's not the 2x4 to Dan Snyder's forehead to get him to do this, I don't know what else would be.
The NFL has told ESPN's The Undefeated that this song will be heard before every Week 1 game, should Week 1 actually happen. I'm gonna lift my voice and I'm gonna sing. That's Lift Every Voice and Sing, also known as the Black National Anthem. What do you make of this gesture?
This is another example of the NFL giving fed-up people stuff they didn't ask for. I mean, I have no problem with it. It's a lovely song, and it's incredibly important to a lot of people. But the people aren't marching in the streets to have this played before football games. People want the NFL to have a more diverse management structure, to have a more diverse coaching structure. You keep giving me gifts I don't want instead of the stuff I really need.
Staging the remainder of the NBA season inside the Disney World bubble is reportedly going to cost the league more than $150 million. Man, I knew those Dole Whips and Mickey ears were expensive, but I didn't know they were that expensive.
That's a lot of souvenirs. I have seen at the Orlando airport at the end of school vacation week, I've seen kids with $150 million worth of souvenirs, but certainly the NBA can afford the money. I mean, it's going to make it back. But it gives you a notion of how much the world has changed.
The 2020 minor league season has been canceled, Charlie. I knew this was coming, but a summer without the Albuquerque Isotopes, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and the Toledo Mud Hens just doesn't feel like summer to me.
Worse, Karen, the inaugural season of the Rocket City Trash Pandas has been put off for a year.
Oh, no.
But I'm still wearing my T-shirt for all our friends down there in Huntsville. I still believe in the Rocket City Trash Pandas.
The league says that more than half of its teams are in danger of folding permanently if they don't get government assistance or an infusion of private money. What would be lost if that happened?
Oh, you know, dozens of happy small places. Minor league baseball is one of the few things about baseball that is actually as charming as baseball says it is.
Maya Moore has won 4 WNBA championships and an MVP, but last year she walked away from the league to focus on criminal justice reform. And now, thanks in part to her efforts, Jonathan Irons has been freed from prison after his 1998 conviction was overturned. What do you make of all this?
I think she's the sportswoman of the year, the sportswoman of the decade, maybe. This was a genuine sacrifice that has now produced genuine results, and there's nothing to do except applaud her.
Early reporting suggested that as many as 2 million strawberries would go to waste after Wimbledon was canceled for the first time since World War II. But now the All England Club has announced that it is donating some of those strawberries, 200 portions per day, to frontline NIH workers in London. Tasty solution, don't you think?
Well, yeah, it's better than plowing them back into the earth or something. I would like to know how much gin is going to be left unsold without a Wimbledon this year, because I think that would be also a big blow to the British economy.
Well, and the strawberries are usually eaten with cream, but apparently the NIH workers are not being given the cream.
Yeah, because the problem with cream is that it always rises to the top and all you get is executives eating it. So.
And finally, Charlie,
no!
The goalkeeper of Iceland's men's national football team happens to be a filmmaker, and that's why the video announcing the team's new logo sounds like this.
Boom. Eagle, dragon, giant.
I kind of wish we had a filmmaker on our team, don't you?
This new Avengers movie looks great. Every casual soccer fan like me, for example, has been in love with Iceland ever since 5 or 6 years ago when the great Reykjavik Grapevine newspaper began its history of Iceland smiting people in international play. So, yes, I think this is a wonderful thing.
Dragons.
Bulls. Large, stable bulls.
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Karen.